Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So what are we doing this morning?
It's Tradio.
It's Tradio.
It's Tradio. Call.
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 Our number is 907-531-8049.
On this foggy day.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually having a good day.
Oh, good.
I don't know. Just sometimes you wake up on the right side of the bed.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's lots of things coming up, so I hope people who have events on the calendar for the future will call in, let us know what they're about, and if people have anything to buy, sell, or trade, this is a great time to catch us.
Yes. Please call us. Yeah. What's the number again? Because I always forget.
Yes.
That new number.
I know. 907-531-8049.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now they have no excuse.
No. Exactly. Exactly, folks. I know your fingers are just hovering over those,
the phone.
Over the phone. Well, we have a caller on line one. You are on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have a small, mid-sized chest freezer for sale. Works wonderful. And I'd like $200 for that. And then also have a really warm goose down coat that give away for free. It's got a lot of patches on it. You know, it's old duct tape patches. However, the coat is very, very warm. And if we get another cold snap like that, I thought someone could use it. So, and I'd just give it away for free and could bring it anywhere around town.
Okay. What about size is it?
It's probably like a medium or large.
Okay.
I'm 5'10", and 5'10" is my size, and so average adult male, probably.
Okay. And your phone number?
518-0785.
0785. And that chest freezer, what size is it? I mean, how would you explain that to someone?
Yeah, shoot. I'm not sure about the cubic footage. The area is like 2 foot by 3 foot.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I think I remember that from Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All
guys.
Right. Yeah.
One.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Chest freezer and down goose coat.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. I mean, how often do you get offered that, right?
Yes.
I mean. Okay. Caller on line two, you're on the air.
Guess who this is?
Joyce.
Joyce.
Yes, Joyce. I'm calling with two things today. One, first of all, for Sons of Bingo. Oh, you guys missed a delicious snack last week. It was taco spaghetti last week. And this week, it's going to be a slow cooker smoked sausage with potatoes and green beans.
Wow.
Yeah. So the person who makes this does a very good job. And, of course, the doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. And we got water. We got coffee. We have popcorn. And we have pop. The water and the pop cost some money. And, yeah, we have a low count of people last week, but we're hoping to have some more people this week. And the I haven't heard anything. I'm not a representative of this, so I hope I don't get in trouble for announcing it. There is a swim meet tonight.
Really?
Yes, there is. It's a Viking swim club, and it's called the January Inter-Squad Meet. And it's from 5 to 7 o'clock. You can jump from basketball to the swim meet. Basketball to the swim meet. And the other thing I would like to announce, I would recommend that folks in town should try an activity at least one time to see if they like it. There's the Sons of Bingo, there's Bingo Size, and there's also Tai Chi. It's good for socialization, activity, and just getting out of the house.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's my opinion.
Okay.
So, okay, guys, I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Joyce.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I think that's good advice.
Yes,
I think you should try everything once.
Yes, especially at this time of year, too.
Yes.
You know, it is that kind of weather where you would rather, like, curl up on the couch and, you know,
maybe drink a good book,
tea and read a good book or whatever. But, you know, that exercise makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. It really does. I was having a conversation with someone recently, and they mentioned how Petersburg has these kind of the calendar of Petersburg is very specific, and things happen every year at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, do you think that's just a Petersburg thing? Is this like a small town thing? Because I don't know if this happens in bigger cities too, or am I just like not seeing that?
There's probably so much going on in the bigger cities, it's not quite as apparent,
right,
I believe.
When something is going on.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's.
It's like, hey, folks, it's basketball season.
Yes.
That's all everyone's talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's partly that, because bigger cities, like I said, have just so much other stuff going on that you may not be aware of it unless that's your niche,
right,
that you're in. So,
right. Whereas here it casts a wide net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. We have a caller on line one. You are on the air. Can you hear
us? Good morning. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Carly Beyer calling regarding wearable art this weekend. Next weekend.
Next weekend. Yes.
Yes. Sorry. I'm going to blame the time difference, but I'm just in Washington, so there's really no time difference. So I just wanted to let everybody know that there's a rehearsal on Saturday the 31st, which is tomorrow, from 1:30 to 2:30 in the library, which is in the Helmy Jensen room. So rehearsal tomorrow, 1:30 to 2:30 at the library in the Helmy Jensen room. We'd like to see everyone there. And it's a great time to run through, see if your piece works for you on your body. Maybe you haven't tried it on yet. Get your little people. I've heard there's going to be some little people involved. Just kind of work through the kinks, and it's a great time, and it'll be fun to see everybody's ensembles. And then the show is next Friday and next Saturday.
Yeah, so that's the 6th and the 7th.
That's right, at the Suns. And you can get your tickets at KFSK. I'm sure you already know this, but in case anyone out there hasn't heard, that's the scoop, and it'll be a great time. It's an amazing opportunity to support public radio and KFSK, a place that's near and dear to my heart. And it'll be good to see people and get out of the winter doldrums and enjoy February.
So Carly, the rehearsal is from 1:30 till what?
1:30 to 2:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
And
so it's quick, and should be in and out.
And if folks are interested in, you know, maybe modeling or figuring out what you guys need, is there a number they should contact?
Well, goodness, at this late date, I'm not sure what the needs are of the group. I'm about 1,000 miles away. specifically for this, and spend the weekend. But I would assume that Molly Tabor, she probably is the best person to reach for this. I know there's a huge group. Volunteers, I would imagine, would be more than welcome, especially backstage. But yeah, I wish I had more information. You can, there's a posting, there's a few postings on Facebook.
Yeah.
So anybody who's interested can go onto the Wearable Art page and maybe send a private message, and we'll probably be responded to quickly.
Yeah, and if folks are listening, they can also call the radio station, and I will try and make those two people meet.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a great time. It's always fun. And the fact that it's benefiting KFSK is so awesome. And there's going to be silent auction. No, not silent auction. Live auction.
Whoa.
So exciting. There's going to be an auctioneer. And I've seen pictures of some of the items that are available for auction. Holy cow. I don't know how I'm going to get all these things back in my suitcase, but I'm going to give it a darn good time. So bring your cash, because I'll know I'll have some, and I'm going to be taking some treasures home.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling,
yes,
and safe travels up here.
Thank you. I'm excited. And, you know, I'm going to be repping my KFSK sweatshirt all day long when I travel.
Great.
All right. Thanks so much, and we'll see you guys hopefully next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, Wearable Arts is coming up. It's going to be fun. Yeah, and if you are hearing that and you're like, great, I want to get tickets, you can check out our website at kfsk.org. It should be right on the front page there. There's a little link.
And tickets are $50, or are there still tables available, VIP tables? Do you know?
Wow, I do not have the up-to-date information as of this morning. Yeah, but if people check online, they should be able to figure out what's up.
Yes. Okay.
So, library business.
Library business. Well, we are always busy there. If you are interested in what's happening soon or what might be happening in the future, you can go to psglib.org. Next week, there is a workshop with Ashley Lohr, for making heart earrings just in time.
Yeah. And yes, that's Wednesday, February 4th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the library. And if I'm not mistaken, it's $70 for adults, and it's free for teens age 14 and older.
Yes. I think I've got my voice back. I hate that when it happens. Oh, I got some. And let's see. And just a heads up, too, that we're going to have another puzzle competition coming up.
Wow. I know some people are just quivering hearing that.
And I believe I said the date wrong before, so I'm going to look at the calendar again.
Okay.
It will be the 14th. Yes, it is Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day puzzle making.
Yes, yes.
Is that going to be the theme of the puzzle? No, I can't say. I can't possibly give people a heads up.
Well, I have no idea, because those puzzles are kept under wraps, and I might work there, but I don't know what the puzzle will be, and I will not be able to look at it. So,
good. A level playing field is hard to maintain.
Really, really necessary. And the slight difference that's going to happen this time is that tickets will not be handed out for those seven teams unless both participants are there.
And there's no solo puzzling.
There's not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. That's a good point. We were just talking about teams, but
I'm just curious. And so to sign up as a team, that's at 12:45.
Yes, you have to be there at 12:45. They won't give out tickets before that time. Mm-hmm. And they will try to do it in an orderly fashion for the arrival of teams.
Good. And it starts right at 1. So.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, you can still catch us if you're listening and there's something that you want to buy, sell, or trade, or you're in search of something, or there's an event coming up. And as a personal testament, I reached out, I think last week, about a slide projector. And a couple people reached out, and I found one that worked, and now they're all digitized, and they're on Google Drive.
Oh, wow.
And so as long as, you know, the internet is still around, I will have those photos.
Yeah, I know. That's my thing.
Not that I'm betting on its downfall or anything like that.
No. But just think about it. I mean, what are archaeologists going to do?
they're going to look at hard drives. Well, actually, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I wonder if digital archaeology is a field. I mean, it's definitely like digital anthropology, but I think I wonder if we're at the stage of digital archaeology yet.
I don't know. It's just like nobody's going to be able to find photographs in drawers anymore, you know?
What have we come to?
it could all disappear. And maybe that's what happened to, you know, past civilizations that we don't know.
It's true, actually. There's been countless civilizations that we don't know what happened to them. And maybe that's just part of what, you know, time does. Just dust.
Yes.
So we have another caller on line one, you know, after our philosophy talk. Okay. You are on the air. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Stan.
Hi, Stan.
Yeah, my number, 907-772-3139. I have a brand new set of snowshoes, never been wet or used. They're made either in Vermont or Canada, I don't remember which. But I paid quite a bit for them. And then between heart attacks and problems and this and that, I've never used them, and I'd like $200 for them. I paid quite a bit more than that.
Right.
Snowshoes.
Snowshoes.
Okay.
And are they adjustable size? Is that how they come?
I don't think so. I don't think they're adjustable. I never checked them to find out. I've never had them wet or in the snow or anything.
Okay.
Okay.
So that someone would have to stop by and actually look at them to see if they would be...
Right, of course.
Yeah, they're the... What I think used to be called the Michigan Trails. They're the real long ones.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. They're not the little ones.
Well, brand new snowshoes. That's great.
Yeah. And that'll do for right now.
Okay.
723139. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. Dan.
Bye.
Wow, brand new snowshoes. Okay, and caller on line two, you are on the air.
Hello. How are my friends at KFSK today?
Hi, Nicole.
I'm doing great.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Isaiah. Yes, this is Nicole McMurrin, and I am calling with my WAVE hat on. WAVE is an organization. Our acronym stands for Working Against Violence for Everyone. And we are a nonprofit organization, and we are looking for board members. A lot of folks, there's a lot of different nonprofits around town. And as you know, there's like the business of doing the business that the nonprofit offers. And for WAVE, we provide education around design to prevent violence in our community. And then we also provide advocacy services for survivors of domestic violence, intimate partner violence, sexual assault. But then there's also just the business of keeping the business going. And this is where our board members come in. So our board members, unless they choose to volunteer beyond their particular board role, don't really participate in the sticky business of the prevention exercises and the advocacy. I think that that's something, you know, those are tender topics, and I think kind of maybe keep people shying away from participating in WAVE sometimes. But we do need help in managing our fiduciary responsibilities, making sure the books are up to date, making sure we've got our funding diversified so that we can keep our four staff people. We've got four staff people, keep them going and providing services to our community. So if you might have interest in supporting the kind of mission to keep violence out of our community, and you have some maybe budgeting skills, you've got fundraising interests, you're skilled at board development or that kind of a thing, please reach out and join us. You know, I know the best way to get board members is to ask people directly. And even in this small town, my circle is kind of small, and I don't really know everybody who might be interested and or gifted in doing this kind of work. So if you're interested at all, reach out. My number is 907-518-4223. We do have a web page. It's petersburgwave.org. There's some information about the organization there. And pretty soon there'll be a little bit more of information around the the board member job description and application. But in the meantime, reach out and give a call, and hope to hear from people soon. And thank you for all the support that we do get from the community. It means a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, hope you find some interested parties.
As do I. Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking for diverse folks. It's good work. So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. I feel like that was a pretty good tradio. Much better than our last.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lots of people called in today.
Yeah. Shall we do a rundown? Yes. And if people are listening and something comes to mind, you can still catch us, 907-531-8049.
Okay, we had a caller with a small to mid-sized chest freezer. They are asking $200 for that. They think it's about 2 feet by 3 feet in size. Also, a warm goose down coat. Does have some patches, but it's still usable, and that is for free. It's probably an average size male, maybe medium to large. Size, and if you are interested in any of those items, you can call 907-518-0785. Joyce called. Sons of Norway is having their bingo tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. You need to be 19 years old or older to play. Tonight's snack is slow cooker, smoked sausage, potatoes, and green beans. She also kind of gave a heads up that there is an inter-squad swim meet tonight from 5 to 7. So you can bounce back and forth between basketball and swim. Also, just a heads up, you know, there are so many activities in town to get you out and about. Go ahead and try something. There's Tai Chi, there are balance, there's bingo size, there's all sorts of things.
Try everything once.
Try everything twice. Yeah, good for socialization and just getting you out of the house and doing something different.
Yeah.
So that's always good. Carly called. Wear a Ballard, of course, is coming up next weekend, and there is going to be a rehearsal at the library tomorrow from 1:30 to 2:30, and that's in the large community meeting room, the Helmy Jensen Community Meeting Room. Just a reminder, yes, that the show is Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th at the Suns next week. You can get tickets by going to kfsk.org or calling up the station.
Yeah, and we can set you up.
Okay, so, and that number again.
Oh, 907-531-8049.
Okay, great.
That number's in my dreams, actually.
Yeah, okay. Stan called. He has some brand new snowshoes. They are kind of the longer ones. You might have to go and see if the sizing is correct. He does not remember how adjustable or non-adjustable they are. They are brand new. He is asking $200 for those. You can contact Stan at 907-772-3139. And then Nicole called for WAVE. They are a nonprofit that provides education, advocacy services, and prevention for violence against anyone here in town. And they are looking for board members. And you don't have to be involved in the day-to-day stuff that WAVE does. You can just be a board member to help with the business end of the organization. And so if you might be interested in helping them out, you can call Nicole at 907-518-4223 or go to petersburgwave.org and you can find out more information. And soon there will be an application and a description of the board members' responsibilities.
Right. Wow. That was expensive. Okay. Well, Chris, thank you for joining me for Tradio this morning.
You're welcome.
I hope you have a good rest of your Friday.
Yeah, you too.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. And then after this, we're going to turn to music, and I will introduce that right after this message.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.